USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The debt ceiling limit is officially the law. President Biden on Saturday signed the bill that was rushed through Congress this week to avoid default.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
The bill expands work requirements for certain federal programs and terminates the suspension of federal student loan payments, among other provisions. India is in mourning after a devastating train crash.
Three trains collided in eastern India, resulting in nearly 300 deaths and over 1,000 injuries. The incident occurred early Friday when a passenger train derailed and hit two other trains. This is one of the deadliest train accidents in the history of that country. Authorities anticipate the death toll will rise since many passengers remain trapped in the wreckage. I'm John Schaefer.
Former President Trump says he's, quote, at least as innocent as his former vice president after Pence was cleared of charges related to classified documents at his home. Public drag shows in Tennessee won't be banned after all following a ruling by a federal judge. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker overturned the law that was signed in March by Governor Bill Lee. Parker wrote in his decision that the law was, quote, unconstitutionally vague and substantially overbroad. The Republican National Committee will reportedly set stricter standards for presidential candidates to qualify for the party's first presidential debate. According to the Washington Post, the RNC will require presidential candidates to garner 40,000 individual campaign donors and support of at least 1% of voters in multiple national polls. The first debate with Fox News in Milwaukee is scheduled for August. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Tropical Storm Arlene was downgraded on Saturday to a tropical depression. The Atlantic hurricane season began on Thursday, and Arlene is the first named storm. Apple may unveil its most ambitious new hardware product in years, but it's a risky one.
Apple expected to introduce a mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. That's a technology that overlays virtual images on live video of the real world. The highly anticipated release of an AR/VR headset would be Apple's biggest hardware product launch since the debut of the Apple Watch in 2015. I'm Corey Myers.
Amazon could soon offer low-cost or free mobile phone services to Prime subscribers. Bloomberg reports the tech giant is in talks with multiple telecom providers like Verizon and T-Mobile. Amazon is reportedly looking to be able to offer wireless plans for $10 or less a month. Saturday marked day 33 of the writer's strike that has brought Hollywood film and TV productions to a halt. The walkout is having economic ramifications on thousands of crew members and other behind-the-scenes employees. Writers Guild of America officials say no new talks are scheduled and none are expected in the coming days. Adidas is selling off its Yeezy brand sneakers 7 months after cutting ties with Kanye West following a series of anti-Semitic remarks. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.